Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's find out who's trying to cheat us this week. Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. You see the moving trucks around because it's May, and there are some scams that go with that. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yes, May is obviously signifies the transitions of people moving. It's known as the National Moving Month. There's a lot of great moving companies out there, but unfortunately, there's some unscrupulous ones who take advantage of the situation. So when you're doing your research on the organization, make sure you do your due diligence in finding a lot of information about them. And sometimes when you put the name in the Google search, you might just get a broker up on top, which is just an advertisement. So a person who just brokers a deal with somebody else and makes money off of it, or you get a bad organization. So I think consumers don't move that often, so they don't really think about how much damage can be done by a mover, so they need to do their homework and due diligence on them, Bob.
And a good idea is to check on that moving company's insurance and registration, which should be available on their site, correct?
Exactly. A lot of time they say they're insured and licensed, and make sure, though, they are licensed and make sure they are insured. You know, we get about 1,100 complaints a year on moving companies, and unfortunately, there's, you know, some pattern to them, and a lot of times, you know, they're promised a lot of things, but they're not put down in writing, Bob, so It's all hearsay evidence. So if a mover promised you to move for X amount of money, or they'll do everything for you, make sure you get it in writing from them, and make sure you keep an inventory of your belongings. And some people have now put air tags on some of their furniture to see where the furniture is at.
Oh, good idea.
In case something's it is. And never pack heirlooms. Do it yourself. Take it with you, because you can never get those back sometimes.
It's also the season for lawn and garden scams. What have you heard about?
Well, it's a perennial problem, Bob, for us at the Better Business Bureau. You know, a lot of times, you know, we get the door-to-door knockers who, you know, say they'll do free lawn inspection, and before you know it, you sign up for a yearly fee that they'll come every single month and do work. And sometimes consumers are misled in that. So it's just really know what you're getting yourself into, and be careful when somebody promises you a free inspection of your lawn, because they may have some other ulterior motive in place, and make sure you do the research on landscapers as well. And there's some great landscapers out there, but unfortunately, like every other industry, there's bad actors in that industry.
Occasionally there is a message that people get. It's an invitation to check out a retailer to secretly shop and evaluate the quality of service, and sometimes it's a scam, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of times people, you see those ads, and mystery shoppers make thousands of dollars, you know, for doing little or no work, and there are some mystery shopping jobs out there, but unfortunately the scammers take advantage of the situation. So basically they say that you need to buy these products and then we'll reimburse you, or they send you a fraudulent check and then you ask you to buy and ship the items to them. And you just really have to do the research on them, Bob. And the rip off on those, Bob, is that if they ask you for money ahead of time, or if your credit card information, or that you have to buy a product without getting paid by them, and if they send you a check, the check may bounce in 30 days. So it's important to do the research on that particular organization. There's so much information out there, but be careful when somebody's offer seems too good to be true, Bob.
Among the questions from listeners for you, Steve, this is a good one. Good morning. Is the Better Business Bureau aware of the change of address scheme that has been happening? They are changing the address online, What's that about?
So, yes, Bob, there's two ways of doing it. They can do it online. So basically the scammer, you know, creates a fake website and people go in there and they change the address themselves on a fake website, or the scammer does it themselves and goes online and make the changes to your account, and then they steal your identity from that. So the post office has warned for many years that this type of mail fraud, you know, where scammers trick the postal service into diverting your mail to a new address. Mm-hmm. And then there's identity theft takes place when they get your banking information and things of that nature. So it's important, Bob, to go directly to the United States Postal Service website directly. Don't follow those links or those advertisements, and make sure that you pay attention to your mail, because, you know, when you do change your address, the post office does send you a postcard to both your previous address and your new address to make sure you did it. And sometimes people think that's junk mail and they don't look at it, and you're taking.
Good advice, as always, from the Better Business Bureau. Thanks, Steve. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob. My pleasure.